On the show today, we have Once Band's very own Will Lasala talking about coronavirus and its impact on financial institutions, not only domestically, but worldwide. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Mike Kennedy from Green Check Verified. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. Always enjoy talking to the folks from Green Check Verified. And you guys have also launched some consulting services. So tell me, before we start, tell folks, give folks out there a quick 411 on Green Check Verified, and then tell us how about the new consulting services. What do they do? How do they help people?
Yeah, absolutely. So Green Check Verified is a technology company. We're based in New Haven, Connecticut, and we help credit unions tap into the emerging cannabis market. So we provide software and services that allow credit union teams to develop robust compliance and oversight programs, and then the tools that they need to make sure that they can enter this market profitably and maintain effective oversight as the program scales.
And so now tell me about the consulting services, because these are kind of brand new, right?
Yeah, they are. What we found, so by way of background, you know, I come from regulatory compliance. My colleagues come from, former examiners, compliance and risk officers. And then we also found their counterparts from the cannabis industry. So we have this think tank of sorts, this cannabis banking think tank, within our company. It's the brains of the operation, how we determine what features to add to our product, what guidance to provide to our clients. And what we found is that a number of clients were coming to us having either cobbled together their own, policy and procedure framework. Maybe they found a risk assessment from another credit union that was already in the space, or they went out and found, a consultant that was very strong in BSA and figured, they'd be able to help develop some of the same policy and procedure coverage. But the reality is it's a very specialized program, right? This line of business has some unique risks that don't apply to other high-risk verticals. Mm-hmm. There's obviously the federal versus state legality aspect. Mm-hmm. And there's just a number of operational and organizational steps that an institution needs to go through in order to launch a successful cannabis program. So what we found is that there is an appetite for these sorts of services. Mm-hmm. We were getting contacted by credit unions who we're sort of on the fence. We call them canna curious, right? They understand that there are members in their community, maybe even existing members, in their institution that are involved in the cannabis industry directly or indirectly. They understand that cash is a challenge for cannabis businesses. And they also want to grow, their own deposits and non-interest fee revenue, and then hopefully some profitable commercial customers along the way. So for those institutions that are sort of exploring this as a strategic initiative, they're not quite ready to take the plunge and, roll out software like Green Check. Mm-hmm. They are, however, at a loss in terms of, how can I effectively measure the risk, develop the program on paper so that I can present it to the board and get, their buy-in. So I can discuss it with, the NCUA and my external auditors and my, critical vendors. So, they started asking us if we would help out, if we could, advise these teams on building policies that, are either in addition to their existing BSA and other, account monitoring functions, or even taking a look at their existing program documentation, seeing what changes would need to mm-hmm. be made as a result of choosing to go down this path. So we've taken that internal team. We have bolstered it. So we brought on additional subject matter experts, folks actually who have built, launched, and scaled cannabis banking programs, within the last couple of years. And using those resources, we can make available a standard engagement. So it's not a by the hour billing. It's sort of a all you can eat. Deliverable, and that deliverable is a cannabis banking program start to finish. Everything from those policy and procedure documents, completed risk assessment, even down to board and employee training, making sure that when you do get to that critical decision, do I bank cannabis or do I not? Right. You're not just looking at the financial upside. You're not just looking at the member account that you're trying to keep. you have a full purview of, you know, what this program looks like for your institution. And it makes it much easier to make an educated decision from there.
Yeah, I would think the demand would be, I mean, like you said earlier, it's like, it sounds like the demand is there because people are very curious about this and starting something like this, but they don't know where to start. I mean, this is, you know, kind of like what we're going through right now with the coronavirus. I mean, cannabis banking is kind of uncharted territory for a lot of people out there right now. So it's great to have folks like you out there kind of, all right, here's the path. This is what you do. These are the regulations you got to meet, all this type of stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's still rolling out in many states, California, Colorado, right? You would call those mature markets, but even there we still see, a rampant illicit market. We see, a lot of, unsophisticated just business infrastructure. The supply chain is still evolving. The regulatory landscape is still changing. Yeah. So there's a lot of sort of shaky ground to walk on. But then you look at states like Missouri is going live. Well, the program launched this year, and I think the first crop will be harvested in the coming months. So here's a state that, overnight has a medical program. And in any other industry, you have to build demand, right? The growth is sort of, it's steady, but not overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, the U.S. population, about 50% of the U.S. population is a cannabis consumer in some form or fashion. Yeah. So overnight, you have this massive market potential. Illinois, who recently launched their adult use program, they're doing about $1 million in sales a day in one state.
Wow.
So, the growth and sort of the pace at which this market is expanding, it's getting more and more credit unions in particular to evaluate how this affects their risk posture, but also, their strategic goals. Because let's face it, this is largely a grassroots industry. So these are small, independently owned, community-based businesses. And for a credit union, what better match than an unbanked market segment that is, vital members of the community that needs the services that you can offer?
Yeah, that's their wheelhouse for sure, for sure. And I would think that also, I mean, again, like the demand is there, but it sounds like now is the time to get in or time to get going with it because it's, I mean, like Illinois and Missouri, basically overnight, and they're already kind of reaping the reward, so to speak, from this.
Yeah.
So it sounds pretty cool. What do you guys, what's the goal here with your consulting services? Obviously to kind of lay out a map, lay some groundwork, have a path for folks to move forward. What are some of the other goals with your consulting services in this area?
Yeah, so we do a lot of education with different regulatory agencies at the state and federal level. And that's allowed us to share our national perspective with these regulatory agencies that are, very much building their expertise as we go.
Yeah.
And, when you look at, take MSBs, for example, there is a best of breed program that you could put forth if you want to serve those types of customers. And that's coming directly from the examiner's expectations. So we feel that by providing professional services using our understanding and really leadership position in defining these regulatory expectations, we're able to position our clients and those that choose to work with us for success in the long term, as opposed to maybe cutting corners or taking sort of a beg for forgiveness approach. It's much easier to have an open conversation with your examiner early on, but that conversation comes with questions, right? You're going to get asked questions that you're expected to have the answers to. And if your answer to the question is, well, we went with a software provider like GreenCheck, that's probably not going to cut it. You need to be able to answer fundamentally how you're going to mitigate the risk. And you can explain that software is a part of it. Absolutely. That's, you'd be foolish not to, leverage some form of automation when it comes to BSA and AML risk. But you got to understand the landscape that you're entering.
Yeah, no doubt. Would you say that there's kind of a, maybe fear might be too strong of a word, but it's the only one I can think of right now. But for a credit union to kind of get into this industry, get into this business, is there a kind of a fear or maybe there's a, I can't think of a less softer word than fear right now.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know if we're going to get there.
I think, director liability is definitely, a very real topic of conversation. And it's one that, every board should understand, evaluate, and, consult with an attorney. But beyond the board member, you know, culpability, I would say the fear is actually more in the opposite direction. There are a lot of credit unions that we talk to that are scared of losing accounts or losing, you know, first or early mover advantage if they wait too long.
Yeah, you're right.
There's also another dynamic, Mike, that has been pretty interesting to watch unfold. Credit unions are starting to measure the cost of not banking cannabis. You know, if you're in, let's say, California or, mm-hmm. you know, even Missouri, right? You have this, you know, new business landscape. You have a policy that says we're not going to ban cannabis. Well, now you need controls in place to monitor your portfolio to make sure you don't have any cannabis accounts on the books. You also need to take corrective action if you find them, right? Filing the appropriate SARs and making sure that the board is kept apprised of what that risk exposure is. So there's a cost associated with deciding not to bank cannabis, aside from just opportunity costs, right, of a member yeah. choosing to leave.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But keeping those accounts out of the credit union is also, mm-hmm. you know, an undertaking that you'll have to provide if you're in a state in which this is legal.
Indeed. So where can folks find out more about these consulting services? Because I think you're going to have a few people knocking on your door for sure in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're at greencheckverified.com. We actually, this week, decided to open source our cannabis banking policy. So we have a sample, it's a template, right? So, you know, we encourage you to reach out and work with us to help adopt that at your own institution. But if you're just looking to get started, that's an absolutely free resource. It's available at greencheckverified.com, and we'd love to hear from them.
Very cool. Good stuff for sure, Mike. Anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, this sounds like it's a much needed service for a lot of credit unions out there for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think just in closing, you know, obviously, you know, staying safe and being sort of sensible and, you know, how you travel and operate. But that doesn't mean that you can take your eye off the ball, right? As credit union leadership knows, you know, in uncertain economic times, the need for future deposits is more important. We're hypersensitive to that fact and look forward to helping teams get through, you know, this time and long into the future.
Indeed. Well said. All right, Mike, I'm going to let you get back to work. Sounds like you got a busy day, you have a full plate, it sounds like. So we'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. And yeah, we'll put all the information in the show notes so people can get right to you and check it out.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. You're welcome.